السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, we start discussing now the different or few of the ayat wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif. Now there are many, many, many ayat. We can't cover all, but we try and discuss a few of the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can gauge a little bit from those ayat that how much of muhabbat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how great this personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. This great Nabi whose ummati we are. So the first ayat we take is an ayat that appears in Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Allah Pak says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing but a Rasul, a messenger. He is not nothing else. He is a messenger of Allah. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ. Many other Rasuls had passed away before him. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Allah Pak asks a question that if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to pass away, or if he is martyred, will you then turn on your heels? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ فَلَيْ يَدُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. And that person who turns on his heels, he will not cause any harm to Allah Pak in the least. Now when this ayat was revealed, you see in the battle of Uhud, most of you must be knowing, if not all of you, that the Muslims were almost victorious. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered certain archers not to leave a certain post, and there was an error of judgment and they thought they can leave the post now, and this almost led to the defeat of the Muslims. Now what had happened was the Muslim army became sandwiched. The Kafirs, the Kuffar had surrounded them, they were attacking them from all sides, the Muslims were in the center. And to top all of this, a rumor was spread that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been martyred. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala heard this, they had lost all morale. They became very, very demoralized, and many of them started even walking away from the battlefield. They started going away. What's the use now if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that my Nabi, his mission and his legacy will not be just till he passes away. His legacy is to remain till Qiyamah. So, O you who are around him, O you who are the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to pass away or he has to be made shaheed, are you then just going to down tools and go away and not going to carry on with this mission? This is a mission that needs to continue. Now for us, the sabak we take, we ask ourselves this question, that if we are watching TV at home, we're sitting in our lounge, we've got the television on, we're watching, enjoying one some picture there on the TV, and the imam of the masjid rings the doorbell. So will we carry on sitting watching the TV? Will we just carry on like that? So if that imam of the masjid, who is just the imam, if he comes home, now we'll put the TV off. If we in our short pants, we'll make sure now we go put something on. We are decent. Move any filthy magazines, anything in the way, move it all away. Tell the wife, you go away that side. Make sure everything is right. Then we let the Imam Sahib enter the house, or the Maulana, or Ustad, or whatever it is, some respectable person. So if we do that for that person, but now as soon as that person goes away, now we put the tube on again, and everything is gone back to normal. So we must ask ourselves this question. Mazhar always says this, that will we be comfortable with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam living in our homes? Would we have the courage like this, like the Ansar, that everyone wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam come to my house? Can we now, right now, say that I would be extremely comfortable if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to come to my house, go through all my cupboards, go through my whole house and inspect my whole house? So the question we need to ask ourselves, that has the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. He is gone. But has the sunnah, everything all terminated, come to an end? So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advocating the cause, the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this mission is not going to end. So what if a rumor spread that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been martyred? Why you all stopped? You all supposed to carry on. In what? In sacrificing their lives. In sacrificing their lives. We are just being told to sacrifice our gunas. Where are we being asked to give life? We're not in the situation. Yes, the Palestinians, they're in the situation. The Afghanis, they are in the situation. The Sudanese, the Somalians, they are in the situation where they have to give life. But where are we in that situation? Allah Pak knows our weakness. But at least give up gunas, at least bring sunnats into our home, give up the ways of the West, the ways of the Kuffar. Then, what a thing this was, that turnaround where the Muslims now were being attacked, right? What a thing it was that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he got injured, right? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was in danger. 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are martyred. 70 Sahaba radiallahu anhum are martyred, right? So what, you know, that mistake, that one mistake, that one not listening to the letter, to the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought about all this problem. But despite all of this, look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are still soft with them. In other words, this was a situation where if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset, if he became upset with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was befitting. He wouldn't be blamed because it was a major error. You know, like it caused so much of problem to the Muslim. Almost they were now defeated. The Muslims could have been defeated. But despite all of that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still soft. He was still lenient. He was still soft towards the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That if, he's giving you the gist of the meaning, that if you have to be very, very hard and very, very rigid, and غَلِيظ الْقَلْبِ, you have a hard heart, then they would not sit around you. They will not sit around you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. So forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Seek forgiveness for them. One is you forgive them from your side. Then seek forgiveness from Allah Pak for them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And next time also, if there is anything to do, consult them. Make mashura with them. But then, فَإِذَا أَزَمْتَ. If you make a decision, if you make a decision, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then you trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you go ahead with your decision. Another ayat in Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You make jihad in the path of Allah. You fight in the path of Allah. لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ. You are not responsible except for yourself. وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And encourage the believers also that they must take part in the jihad. أَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَكُفَّ بَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Shortly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will break, will hold back the might of those who are disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an assurance in this ayat. That, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if nobody wants to stand with you, if it is the occasion of jihad, and nobody wants to stand with you also, you go in the battlefield alone. You go in the battlefield alone. You are mukallaf only for yourself. You encourage them, if they come, alhamdulillah, if they don't want to come, they're losing out on the sawab. You go on your own. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort out the might of the kuffar. He will hold back. And this is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we discussed when we were discussing the bravery, the courage of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he came to that incident of Hunain and everybody was turning back, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prepared to march single-handed against that whole army. Because he knew he has got the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. And when a person has got the madad of Allah Pak, the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what else does the person need? It requires nothing else. We take another ayat.